Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping.
Childish Gambino. Big winner last night. Took home record and song of the year at the Grammys. The first ever rap song to win that songwriting honor at the Grammys, which is super cool. Also won a Grammy for rap sung performance and best music video.
Totally.
Kacey Musgraves, country singer. She also won, too. She got album of the year and best country album for Golden Hour. Also country solo performance in country song.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Was she the one who sang that song? Was it The Promise or the Joke? The Joke.
No, that was Brandi Carlile.
Man, that was a good song.
That was really good. Brandi Carlile was my pick to win a bunch of Grammys. Mm. But
she win anything?
I think she won one. Mm. Best Americana album.
Because I do want to point out that there was a Grammy pool here at work, not just amongst our show, but amongst the whole staff here. And I just want to point out that I won.
Inexplicably.
I think it was a tie, but he was a part of the tying winners.
I don't know how.
I don't know either, because on Friday I was like, hey guys, don't forget to put your picks in for the Grammy pool. He's like, I don't wanna.
And then he was scrambling before we all left on Friday.
I wouldn't say I was scrambling, but I was doing it at the last minute. All I'm going to tell you guys is just do a little bit of research. Just do a little bit of research.
I didn't want to give away my $10, so I didn't play.
I turned it into 30-some.
All right.
A couple of the performances I liked, Dua Lipa and St. Vincent. That was the one that looked like a robo future erotica.
Oh, is that the one that you texted the group and you said this looks like space porn?
Yeah, I kind of get that
and
vibe.
And I'm not mad at it.
Right, it was different. I liked it.
What about Havana?
I missed the first part.
Oh, yeah. It was so good. It was so good. It was very West Side Story.
Oh, that's fun.
It was great.
Intern Kevin and I really liked Travis Scott's performance.
Oh, my God.
Where he was inside a cage and there were a bunch of people climbing up it. Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool.
Okay.
Katie and I, simultaneously, we all were watching the Grammys in our respective homes. And Katie and I, at the exact same time, sent the exact same text message. We don't get Travis Scott.
Okay. So one of the things you said in our text thread, Rain, was that you liked the symbolism of the performance.
Mm-hmm.
And then when pushed on what symbolism you liked, your response was, I liked the vibe. When pushed on that, your response was, I really liked it. So.
Yeah, no, I thought it was good.
Okay. Yeah, I got that. What was the symbolism you liked?
Well, I think, you know, with the cage and the people trying to climb it, there was a lot of political symbolism there. I thought it was interesting.
What was the political symbolism? Because I love symbology.
Well, you know, we're not a political show. We won't get into it. But I think that it was really one of those performances where, like, if you took away, you know, if he is, when you see him live, and I think that's really what pushed it over for me when I saw him when he was at Golden One Center.
Okay.
Like, he does some really good performances, and I thought.
Hmm.
You know, I've heard you say that. So when he was coming up, I was like, okay, I definitely want to see what this guy's all about because so far, don't get it. And then it started. And then it was weird. And then I did like the rushing on the stage. I thought the cage climbers were the best part. And then he just sort of bebopped around in the cage.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is,
I don't know where you're going with this.
I guess because I've heard you and Kevin talk about how his performances are so incredible, maybe I was just expecting too much.
Maybe that was it. The bar's been set too high by those two. Yeah.
Because I have heard you guys be like, his shows are lit.
Right. And I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't get it. But it seemed like it was a weird night for a lot of performances. Like Lady Gaga didn't get that one either. I like Lady Gaga. I like that song. She made it weird. Made it so weird that my wife was like, "Nah, I don't want to see that movie anymore." I'm like, "That's not what the movie's like. She doesn't wear the rhinestone Elvis look."
Okay, but don't you think that that's just classic Lady Gaga?
Like, she hasn't been classic Lady Gaga for like 10 years.
10 years?
I feel like
she's only been around for 10 years.
I mean, she went into that Tony Bennett phase where she kind of toned everything down a little
bit. Way down.
Yeah. So I'm saying classic Lady Gaga.
But and I can't she's not giving us classic Lady Gaga songs. Like, would you still say classic Lady Gaga if her and Tony Bennett started coming out on stage dressed as eggs and beef?
Okay.
No, you wouldn't.
I appreciate that she isn't like so self-conscious that she doesn't go on stage and act like her body is possessed by a demon. Like, I like that she can let herself go that much.
What if she let herself go so much because of a performance that she wet herself on stage? Every performance. Would you still support that?
She's not calling that art, right? She's just calling it like getting so into the music.
I don't know. Was her head banging to Shallow considered art?
Who am I to judge anybody that pees himself?
That's a valid point. She's peed herself a lot, Rain.
You can text the word Grammy to 73389 if you want a full recap. I like the performance of her. That was really amazing.
Oh my
God. She was great.
That was unreal.
Who? Her?
Lady Gaga?
No, her.
She's an artist called her.
She's an R&B singer.
Lady Gaga.
No. She's an artist called her. She plays, oh my God, she's a crazy good guitarist.
And why can't we have Alicia Keys host everything now?
Everything.
I want her to host my birthday party. I want her to host the State of the Union. I want her to host everything.
I think that's a good idea.
She also has a
really
beautiful speaking voice.
Yeah.
We knew that on that one album where she started to talk in the middle of recording session.
We don't like that though.
And the fact that she was playing two different pianos with each hand.
She's showing off.
Yeah, that's a shit.
And then
Swizz
Beatz came out and he was presenting and they kissed each other. Okay, they are America's next favorite couple. Sorry, John Legend and Chrissy Teigen, you're out. Swizz and Alicia are in.
I don't know enough about them. I can't get behind that.
Oh, God, I love them.
John Legend's learning how to swim. I mean, that's adorable. What's Swizz learning how to do?
I don't know.
Exactly.
But I'm going to ask Alicia.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.